Hello, and welcome to the only podcast of its kind on the internet for the Quantum Grammar Shoot. I'm your host, Colin Jason, Matthew, Colin Glass. And in this podcast, I'll talk about a wide variety of topics, which is just me sharing my opinion, mostly through the lens of the wonderful technology known as Correct Sentence Structure Communication Parse Syntax Grammar, i.e. Quantum Grammar. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Taking the opportunity to record this podcast during a period of now space that I had reserved for a consultation. I figure it's a good idea to at least put a podcast out there discussing how these consultations work and how the workshops work with regards to scheduling and so on and so forth. Now, I take great care, meticulous attention to detail in scheduling these consultations and these workshops. Meaning, if you can think of it like a business does that, you know, how they schedule things. They have business hours, and during those hours, they have a finite amount of now space with which to schedule clients or whomever they're going to talk to. It's very regimented, and it's very clearly articulated to those who request to board the vessel, i.e., in my case, people who email me and want to learn the grammar. And maybe they want to apply for a workshop, or maybe they just want to talk to me. I offer 10 to 15 minute video consult for those who want to do those things. And for some reason, you know, some people just think that, you know, hey, we can just do it right now, or how about in an hour from now? I mean, as if this isn't something that, you know, it's just off the cuff, which is not the case. I don't do anything else. This is what I do. And I'm very strict and regimented with how I schedule things. So therefore, that's why I say in my introductory kuleana to you, if you email me and request to board my vessel, I lay out these terms and conditions that I will offer you a schedule location, meaning an appointment time, during my hours of operation, which are usually 10 a.m. through 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Now Space. And then I will offer you something in there on a day that I have something available. It's not just something off the cuff. I'm scheduling, you know, a few days out, usually. And also, as a side note to what I'm telling you, please include your full correct name at the bottom of your email so I know who you are. A lot of people just email me and ask me something and then they won't even put their name on there. I won't even address anything you say if you don't put your name on there. Because I only contract with those who take authority over their words and share their correct name, much in the same sense that they know my correct name, they know what I look like. So let's try to maintain rule one, rule equal as best we can, and you share your correct name. And that is why, in my terms and conditions, I say that I will provide the venue for the consultation, which is Zoom. I use Zoom exclusively so that we can level the geometric playing field of communication. I can see you, you can see me. You have to have a camera that's working. You have to have an audio that's working. Hopefully all these things are tested and done ahead of time before we do the consultation so that there's no void time lapses. That when, you know, your turn, your now space location for the consult comes up at, say, if it's at 1300 hours, bam, we start right at 1300 hours and we can take the 10 or 15 minutes to answer whatever questions you have or questions I may have for you. Rather than someone coming on and, oh, I don't know, I'm not too tech savvy, I don't know how to work the mic, can you help me, how do I turn my video on, you know, things like this. not things that I'm concerned with and not services that I offer to the public. I'm a grammar tutor. That's what I do. My day is regimented. I have stuff to do. This is the service I provide. If you're not there for that, I'm not here to teach you how to run a video or turn your audio on or even how to operate Zoom. I'm here to teach grammar and answer your questions with regards to that. Period. End of story. And so people, you know, all the time, you know, people, no call, no show. Well, I wouldn't say all the time, but it's pretty often that people get the time zones mixed up, which is really, you know, at this point in my, I guess you could call it career, I mean, almost five years into teaching this stuff to the public, to over hundreds of people, you know, on Earth, doing workshops, consultations, which, by the way, I have records of and log every single name, every single consult, every single workshop, every piece of communication is logged in a file. I have files on everyone I've ever spoken to or anything like that with a history so that I can go back and refer to it and know, oh, this is a person that did this, or this is a person that said that, or this person didn't show up this many times, you know? And it's just for my reference. So if you're going to go through the trouble of requesting to board my vessel, then I go through the trouble of scheduling you an appointment, and then you just don't show up, and you don't call, you don't send an email and say, hey, Jason, I'm not going to be able to make it. You just don't show up because you didn't know the time difference. Well, then that tells me something about you. Because with correct sentence structure, you have to be spot on with your drogue timelines. You have to know how to keep a schedule. You have to know how to be on time and not be late. I mean, yeah, there are times when you come in on that rum line, but that's few and far in between. That should be few and far in between. Otherwise, how would a machine operate with efficiency if not all the parts are in agreement, in joinder, and working together? Then you have mishaps. Then you have shipwrecks. Then you have non-reliability. So this is what I'm trying to convey. I've had, and I feel like an English, you know, I feel like an English teacher or a teacher in a school or something where if a student doesn't show up or whatever, they'll be like, well, you know, I was on the way to school and they tell some crazy story of what happened and that's why they're late. You know, I was chased by wild dogs into the forest, you know, and then I fell into a ravine and you tell these crazy stories or why a kid doesn't have his homework. Well, my dog ate my homework. Just in that same sense, I have individuals who will contact me later on and say, well, I was pulled over by the police and detained right when it was time for the consultation. Or, oh, I thought you meant my time. I thought you meant Mountain Standard Time. And I'm thinking to myself, in every single email I put out, it says Eastern Standard. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Now Space. Without fail, every single one of them. And if you, as someone who is requesting to board my vessel, choose not to take the time to read what I write very carefully, because I do write an incorrect sentence structure as well as plain English, then perhaps you're not ready for the technology known as quantum grammar. Because it takes a very detailed and critical eye and attention to detail to be able to do this stuff, to have an analytical and critical mind. If you're kind of haphazard and all over the place and your life is chaotic and you got this, that, and the third going on, you're in the middle of a court case and you're all scattered, probably not the best time for you to contract with me, especially if you're not able to uphold your end of the contract. And I'm usually pretty good at vetting people like that anyways. I just won't deal with them. Not because I don't want to help people, but because it wouldn't be a help. Because it's very hard to learn this if you're calm, cool, collected, and you got nothing else going on, and you got all the time in the world. It's very hard to learn it. Now take that and compound it with pressure and anxiety and stress. Most people, that's just not the most efficient and beneficial learning environment. We'll be right back. So let's fast forward to what happens when the consultation has been agreed to, scheduled, and I sent out the confidential link to you. And keep in mind, this is all confidential, not to be shared with anyone. I send it out to you shortly before the scheduled time. You get it. And then usually I get notified that so-and-so is in my Zoom waiting room. Then I know they're there. And then you're there, then we begin. And usually the first thing I say is, welcome to this private and confidential consultation, confidential between yourself and myself. Are you okay with that? Meaning, I'm asking you for your consent. Are you okay with boarding my vessel in a confidential and private capacity? No one else is to know about it. It's just between you and I. You say yes, then we proceed. The next thing I ask, are you recording this? And this is a test. Because if you stand with honor and grace, peace, neutrality, rule one, rule equal, and you say no, when in fact you actually are recording it, then you have violated those things. And you stand in dishonor. And of course, I'll find out about it. I'll be able to see it on my Zoom, whether you are or you aren't. Unless, of course, you're recording it with a handheld device that I can't see somewhere. Then, I mean, it won't be up to me. It'll be up to the cosmos as to how it deals with you. But the point is, I do not consent to any recording of any video communication that I participate with. That's my terms and conditions, and it is a vetting process to find those that I can trust and create a trust count with, as opposed to those I cannot trust. And then I give my correct name. I'll say, my correct name is colon Jason Ivan Matthew colon Glass. You may call me Jason. Please share your correct name. And when I say this, I don't necessarily mean someone to give me their punctuated name. I just want them to give me their full name to the best of their knowledge and skill and capacity. And then I ask, what would you like me to call you? Because normally they won't say what they want me to call them. I ask, then they tell me, then we can proceed. And then I will say, the function and purpose of this consultation is that you are interested in the workshops I provide. Is that correct? And then they'll say yes or no. And then if they say yes, then I'll say, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been studying the grammar? And I mean specifically the grammar, correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar. Now, the vast majority of people that I've asked this question to will go on to a very long dissertation telling me, you know, a lot of their life's journey up to this point and talking about colon David hyphen Wynn colon Miller or colon Russell hyphen J colon Gould or even Mark hyphen lowercase k Kishon colon Christopher. But they don't really say anything about the grammar. This is not what I asked, and this is another part of the vetting process to see where their psychology is. Have they zeroed into what I asked? Or are they answering what they think I asked? An assumption on their part, which tells me how far in the fiction they actually are or how far out of it they are. If they answer correct and they say, well, I just started studying the grammar, you know, a couple weeks ago, learning about, you know, syntaxing and blah, 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 then I know they actually listened to what I said. It's just a vetting process. And I appreciate people wanting to share their stories with me. However, I would caution anyone sharing any type of personal data with a stranger. A trust count with my knowledge has to be created, developed over time. It just doesn't happen on the spot. Because if it happens on the spot, there's a very good chance that a shipwreck could occur, meaning damage. I've seen it happen again and again. It's also, you know, it's happened with me. That's why I go through this stringent vetting process. So then I go into the spiel of how the workshops navigate, creating the contract for the workshop, how that works, rule one, rule equal performances, so on and so forth. And that's that. And it usually takes 10 to 15 minutes. Sometimes when I am exercising the grace part of the honor and grace, it will go a little bit over because people are excited and they have questions and things like that. But most often I find that people have questions about presumptions and assumptions and things that have nothing to do with the grammar or me. But that's okay. I understand. I understand. I was once at the beginner level too, you know, back in 2017. So I totally understand all that. Now the workshops, a little bit different, a little bit more serious, because if you have a workshop scheduled with me that I scheduled at a time location that's congruent with both of our schedules, that means that you have participated with the Rule 1, Rule Equal performances, and there's been an exchange of values. And if you choose to not show up for that, that's completely different. Because now you have vested a value in it, and it's my volition to vest a value in you. For example, you give me a donation or a gift. Now in turn, I am donating to you the value of a one-hour workshop and the workshop materials, which at that point, I have already given you the workshop materials. Now I'm trying to give you the hour workshop. And if you don't show up for that, that's on you. It's up to you to be in place, to perform on your end of the contract. It's my volition to perform on my end of the contract. Now I understand shit happens. I mean, it happens to me too. And with the honor and the grace, you let me know ahead of time, hey, Jason, I can't make it. Can we reschedule? Sure. Bang. No problem. We'll do that. But if you no call, no show for a workshop, understand that when you look at that contract that I sent you, I am very clear on my closure as to what a gift is. A gift is something that you give with no strings attached. In other words, the concept of refund does not work with the concept of gift. It's different. So, if that happens three times normally, I will give someone three times. If they no call, no show three times, then I break bulk. We're done. That's it. No more. I may even do it before three times, depending upon the attitude and demeanor that you exhibit. But in any case, the concept of refund does not apply. And if you decide to go to the fiction because you feel like I've somehow, I don't know, screwed you over because now, because I showed up for the workshop and you didn't, now somehow you feel it's my fault that you didn't show up, and now you're going to the fiction for a remedy, that's not going to turn out too well for you either. Because I sent you the contract and I asked you, do you have any questions? Do you understand everything? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So nastiness cannot be claimed, because I translate everything from quantum grammar into plain English. So that's not going to turn out too well. And you're definitely not going to be learning the grammar from me on a one-to-one basis if that's how you are, and you're with the avoidance of the honor and the grace. Peace, neutrality, rule one, rule equal. That's not something I like to say. Really, it's not my favorite thing to say. It does need to be said. It does need to be said because this does happen every once in a while. Not very often. I'd say maybe two or three times in a year it will happen. Out of the other hundreds of times that it doesn't happen. But for those of you that need to hear this, I hope you're listening. Without fail, no matter how many videos I put out talking about this scenario, I will get people who come onto my YouTube channel and they watch maybe 1 minute of one video, or maybe they don't even watch any videos, and they shoot me an email and say, Jason, I have this case. Can you help me with this case? Jason, can I pay you to syntax my documents? Jason, can I pay you to represent me in court? And blah, 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 blah. Which they're going into an assumption with regards to what it is that I do. I'm a grammar tutor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm a grammar tutor. So if you want to learn correct sentence structure, you're in the right place. That's the service I offer. If you don't want to, that's fine. Nobody's twisting your arm to email me. Now, having said that, students, longtime students of mine that I've developed trust accounts with that I can certify have a solid base of grammar knowledge. Of course I help them with whatever they need help with to the best of my capacity. If it's in my capacity to help them, you know, with a document, contract, postal vessel, court, venue, or any scenario they're in, I will. But that is contingent upon their knowledge of the grammar. And let me explain to you why this is. Of course, I could make a ton of money charging people to syntax their documents for them, to create postal court venues for them. Of course I could. But that's not helping anyone. The only thing it's helping is me and a bank account, which is not what I'm about. That has nothing to do with this. There are no charges or fees for what I do. Period. End of story. People who do that, well, you know why they're doing it. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Because I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10, if someone else creates that type of thing for you, if someone syntaxes your document for you and takes your money for doing it and gives it back to you, and then you try to walk into a foreign vessel in dry dock, i.e. a district court or whatever, with that paperwork, and you try to do something with it, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not going to turn out the way you think it will. Because if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the closure on what's on those documents, then how are you going to be able to have any type of authority in that scenario? You have to know what it is you're doing. Knowledge gives weight to authority. Or to put it in a shortened form, knowledge is authority. Authority comes from knowledge. Knowing what it is you're doing, having closure on the terms and conditions that you put in that court, that document, contract, postal vessel, court, venue, the terms, the dictionary, the correct sentence structure. I mean, if you pay someone to create a correct sentence structure for you and you have no knowledge of correct sentence structure, how the hell do you know that they have knowledge of it? Do you see what I'm saying? How would you even know it's correct? They could be sending you to your demise. You could end up in jail. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that could happen. The point is, you're not going to know because you have no knowledge of what it is you're doing. And you put your trust in someone that you just plunked down, you know, whatever, thousands of dollars to help you with this, and it could get you into trouble. Now, again, it might not. But wouldn't it be best if you created that knowledge base for yourself by study, by putting the work in, the sweat equity, building a knowledge base of grammar to know what it is you're doing, and then just do it yourself? Or have someone like me help you do it after you get that knowledge base. Wouldn't it be less stressful? Wouldn't you be more confident if you walk into those venues knowing what an adverb is, knowing what a verb is, knowing what a positional is, so on and so forth down the line? Wouldn't it be better that way? Wouldn't it be better if you were peaceful and neutral and calm and cool, collected, being a steward of your breathing and your thoughts, your cargo of thought, and having all the patience in the world to teach correct sentence structure to anybody who wants to learn in that courtroom? To give closure, take as much now space as you need to explain what it is you're doing. Isn't that more desirable than walking in there all stressed with a document that you don't know what the hell it says? And they probably certainly don't know what the hell it says, and you're not going to be able to explain it to them. And saying that, well, David said so, or Russell said so. When you step up to the plate, you're going to find out that's probably not going to mean shit to them. especially since they have the bigger guns and clubs, and especially since simple judge mechanics, the first pretty much rule is establishing knowledge. And if you don't have it, you haven't established a position, and you'll just get washed away. At least that's my experience of what I've witnessed and, you know, experienced in my own NowSpace navigations. Well, I hope this one wasn't too heavy. I tried to talk fast, get a lot of information in a short amount of time. I hope people take it at, for whatever it's worth. If you're interested in workshops or you want a consultation, email me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. And please, if you're emailing me requesting to board my vessel, show up at the agreed time. That'd be good. Also, in addition, I have over 300 videos on my YouTube channel sharing and conveying the sum total of my correct sentence structure knowledge. That's there to the public for them to study. I invested thousands of hours in creating the videos. It would be contingent upon you to study them or group them or however you want to do it. But it's there for you if you want it. Thank you for listening.